welcome to another half-isode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar, where, per usual, we have put aside our Siskel and Ebert cosplay costumes and have instead adorned our, I don't know, Casey Kasem and Ryan Seacrest cosplays.
Casey Kasem. Well, you know we have to go as Siskel and Ebert now.
Oh, that shouldn't be hard. I'm rotund. You're balding.
True and true, I guess.
And yes, we're doing a half episode.
If you say so.
Covering the best original song category from the movie's year of 1984. These were given out in the 1985 Oscars. These would be the 57th Academy Awards, held March 25th, 1985 at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in L.A. The night was hosted by Jack Lemmon. And these are these half episodes that we do, if you have not yet joined us for a half episode. They are the more ridiculous of the Mike, Mike, and Oscar there.
Right.
Shorter, half-hour-ish Mike, Mike, and Oscar episodes based on a category we know next to nothing about technically.
However, 1980s, especially mid-80s, is like a wheelhouse for us, I think.
Well, this is celebrating the birth of you, correct? This is your year.
We just did 87.
Mm-hmm. Which was my year.
Which was your year.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Did that happen on purpose?
I don't know. I've blacked out since worrying about what we're going to schedule anymore.
God, subconsciouses.
We're just the two most egomaniacal human beings. Well, I got an idea. Let's do 87.
84 sounds good to me. Well, I thought the last 80s we did was like songs we could sing in the shower.
Yes, yes,
right?
You did make that
sing
point.
Sing in the
shower.
I don't think we could sing these songs, though.
I beg to differ, and we're going to find out.
But I think we could have shot these music videos yesterday.
Without question. Without question.
We should have came
in
up
for
in
some
the 80s.
Gems. Some gems.
These are
talking
bad.
About these music videos coming up. But as a way of introduction,
my short films stand up to these.
I am your co-host, Mike Wan. This is my co-host, also Mike.
I am also Mike.
And we are here to talk about the five nominees for Best Original Song out of the 1984-85 Oscars. And we're going to start, like we always do, with the winner of the category. I Just Called to Say I Love You, from the movie The Woman in Red, music and lyrics by Stevie Wonder, performed by Stevie Wonder. Here is a taste of Stevie Wonder.
I just called. I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the
bottom. That was quite the lead-in you just gave us.
I didn't want to
let that go. I think
Stevie Wonder,
very sexual.
All right, that was I Just Called to Say I Love You. Have you seen The Woman in Red?
I have not.
But I have not either.
Watching the YouTube videos and the clips from it
feels
watching,
like you're part of the cast.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it. Now, this is a delightful song. Correct?
Yes, it's a great Stevie Wonder song.
It is like pop candy, summer,
easy on your ears,
wonderful song. Beautiful to listen to.
And then you watch things about it.
But here's the thing, this movie seems like the slimiest thing.
Oh yeah.
That's hit since our last HHT number 6 opener, Harvey Weinstein news.
This is what the 80s did and why I lose my mind. This was the stalker celebration decade.
Oh, I mean, what happens when Gene Wilder's got a woman at home, a woman at work, but Kelly LeBrock stands over, Marilyn Monroe shoot up the skirt things, whatever that is.
The IMDb synopsis is hysterical. It's Gene Wilder and Kelly LeBrock, like you just said. The Woman in Red, here's a synopsis on IMDb. On his way to work, Teddy spots Charlotte, an incredibly beautiful woman in red. He really wants to meet her, but what would his wife say? Probably that you're married.
Yeah, it's gross. And he looks gross throughout the movie. I love Gene Wilder.
Of course.
And it's just like him being gross, really?
Yeah.
Gilda Radner being this woman to put upon.
Yeah, the also-ran, ugly friend type.
Angry.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What do they call that? a woman scorned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. But Kelly LeBrock, yes, she can cause many a midlife crisis. In the I get 80s, that much.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not complaining.
But for Christ's sake, I mean, like, beautiful. The tone deafness of the 80s.
It's slimy.
It'd be charming if it wasn't so disgusting every time. You know what I mean? Like, this would be an innocent mistake if it wasn't in the middle of this huge feministic empowerment like movement.
Fatal Attraction, the comedy version,
yeah, that's already
folks.
40 years too late. Right. It's just, it's terrible. But this is what we're dealing with here. I just called to say I love you. The song is what we'll focus on more so than the plot of the movie. Since
right.
We got that out of the way.
The two driving in my brain is like sacrilege.
Yeah, I totally agree. What any thoughts on the? Are we want to go music
video?
Video.
Okay. I think we got to do.
So this was when Photoshop was invented, right? This music video. This was the first time anyone's like, wait a minute, I could put a picture on a picture.
Right. This is like somebody playing with the software.
Yeah,
for the first
time.
This
is the invention, I think. This is the concept.
Because you have two, you said, Ohio-shaped.
It is the outline of either Ohio or Nebraska floating in the middle.
Hey guys, look at this.
Of a sky with Stevie Wonder's face on it showing nonsense pictures. Here is a waterfall.
What do they call
it? Do you like flamingos?
Oh, God. So you know how we've been doing this superimposition of one frame and another for the last 80 years,
yeah.
Right? Well, now we're going to do that with Stevie mm-hmm. Wonder mm-hmm. so you can barely know it's him
right.
other than his voice. But we're going to put this new computerized
right.
the picture that makes no
Follow
sense.
Me here. Follow me here. Follow me here. Stevie Wonder. In the sky. Oh.
Or is it in the sea?
Whatever.
I can't
it's blue.
Tell. So, right. All right, fine. It's supposed to tell a story about this. I just called to say I love you,
yep.
which makes no sense.
Yep.
This one landmass coming to hit another landmass.
Panacea happening in the
right.
Yeah,
we think it's going to come and do something,
yeah.
right? It did not. A bird just flies through it,
yes.
Michael.
Yes.
And it just like dissipates into 1,000 drops.
And then the big twist. Stevie Wonder is not only on the phone just calling to say his former lover that he still has feelings for her, but he's doing this on stage in front of a concert audience. Hey, Stevie, I paid $300 for these tickets. Can you just fucking play Superstition maybe and get off the phone?
It was at the beginning of the music video. Him being on the phone was kind of a gimmick. All
right,
right. I get it.
Right.
Him still being on the phone 4 minutes later, going through time and space is more than a gimmick. Yeah, this is awful music video. Perhaps the worst music video we've reviewed thus far, and we reviewed things from the 1950 best
yeah.
original
no,
song.
No, that's a great point. That's a great point. Technology sometimes can be used for evil.
Delightful song.
Great song.
But Stevie in concert, here's another thing, and I hate to make this joke, but I'm going to.
Oh, boy.
Was his fashion designer also blind?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I did it. That all right, so this award is announced, Michael,
mm-hmm.
by Gregory Hines. Big, crazy 80s. Village People
yeah.
earring,
oh, yeah.
which doesn't work and never did.
Well, the 80s would disagree, but go on.
Seeing Stevie that happy just touched my heart. I take everything back that I just said. I will watch this chauvinistic, grotesque film because Stevie Wonder gave such a beautiful speech at the Oscars. It made him so happy. He said, to closing words, which was perfect delivery, I love you, to the Academy. It's,
yeah.
it's just, I mean.
It's not reality sucks, watch movies with us is our tagline anymore.
Dude,
it's Mike, and Oscar, we are not men of principle.
I am just so torn over this song alone because it's a great song.
Yeah, if you take the song in a vacuum, which means literally not ever seeing any music video or the movie attached with it.
Watching the trailers of The Woman in Red and the music video, YouTube made, whatever, collage, montage, and the music video itself was painful for me.
If I were to tell you prior to this recording that we were going to go 9.5 minutes on I Just Called to Say I Love You's music video, what would your response be?
I can't believe it. It's the tip of the iceberg, too. When do we get to this next one?
Well, here's Phil Collins, Against All Odds. Take a look at me now.
I wish I could just make you turn. You're the only one who really knew
So that happens.
This music video, Michael.
Oh, this music video, this movie, this song.
I first of all, it is one of three titular songs from this category. Against All Odds, from the movie Against All Odds.
Yeah. Music by and the lyrics artist. By Phil Collins, yeah. If you couldn't tell.
Dude looks like a pedophile, number one. Is he perhaps the most unlikeliest looking rock star in the history of the world?
But he's always embraced it.
Right.
Like, he literally has a song called I Can't Dance.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the hipster.
Talking about, yeah.
He was like the hipster favorite 30 years right. early.
So I'm okay with all
and
that.
And
yes.
I like his music, and yes. It's a problem.
I'm with you. I think he's great. I would see him in concert.
But he's made for radio because this music video wasn't one of his earlier ones, but I don't know. He's not ready. He's not camera ready. He doesn't know.
Are you more impressed with his face or the wooden pallet's face that's in this music video?
Well, the mouth superimposed yeah, from Phil Collins yes. in the opening shot.
People, listen, I know.
It's like a cartoon.
I know these episodes are ridiculous.
I've seen better animation on SpongeBob.
If you ever seek out music videos for any of these episodes, please let it be this episode. It's
completely ridiculous.
Oh,
why
God.
Do we need a close-up on Phil Collins' mouth for ooh-hoo?
I do not have an answer or a response.
Listen, Jeff Bridges, those are some oversized shoulder pads.
Is there a bigger example of manifest destiny coming true than this movie song being made for the movie featuring James Woods as a gun-toting, loving psychopath than what James Woods has turned into on social media today
yeah.
as a gun-toting, loving psychopath?
The last shot of this music video, Michael, is a literal triangle in blue of Phil Collins over the top of it, but
well, he's standing in the middle of it. Yeah,
Jeff Bridges, James Woods, and whoever the actress was who starred in this movie, poor woman, in that love triangle. I mean, subtext did not
Rachel Ward, yes,
exist.
No,
in 1984,
no, because you see, the triangle means her vagina.
Most of this music video, by the way, took place in the Twin Peaks Red Room.
Yeah, yo, no, that's a good call. Jeff Bridges, though, good looking younger man. I don't think I've ever seen a young Jeff Bridges.
I mean, it was a good looking movie, even though the movie's ridiculous.
No, it wasn't, Mike, because the IMDb synopsis, the old story,
the people are pretty in the movie.
The old redone story of a gangster hiring an ex football player to find his girlfriend.
Oh, it's a dumb movie.
When he finds her, they fall in love, and the twists start to appear.
But everyone in this movie is looking their best.
If you lost your girlfriend, is your first call going to be to a private eye? Or to Boomer Esiason.
Great reference. But, dude, we're 0-2.
Yeah.
On the visuals. Because the song's not bad.
It's not as good
it's
as
very
I just
80s.
Call.
Yeah, it's very yeah. 80s, but Phil Collins has got a unique
sure.
voice. I like, again.
Sure, I'm in.
I'm in on the Phil Collins.
Let's go to song number three here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I just say
yeah,
one
no,
thing?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Not performed by Phil Collins. Puzzingly Lee.
Yeah. Which is more than apropos for what this subject matter
Oscars.
Is.
Right. And yeah. Ryan King?
Sure. I mean, she did a fine enough job.
Interpretive dance routine?
In that, yeah, she was doing a dancing routine, lip-syncing the song in front of an audience who was buying...
Oh, that's lip-syncing, yeah.
Who was buying that she was singing it live while literally being twisted around in the air without missing a pitch.
I understand it's definitely lip-sunk because she didn't even try during that middle dance number. And boy, can she dance.
Oh, yeah,
I get it.
For sure.
She is a dancer. But when she's singing it at the beginning and the end, she's not lined up with the audio, and she is pretending to belt it out, and she looks like she is trying to sell a cult.
Breath. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, she's a spokesperson for a cult. I can't. But here's the thing. If you're going to get her to sing, why does it sound like someone who's underwater? Get somebody else to actually sing the damn thing. Why isn't it Phil Collins singing while she's dancing? What is going on?
These
Phil Collins couldn't go to the Oscars. And did they get this set from Xanadu?
So we had the music video place in the Red Room of Twin Peaks and the set on the Oscars
please
from Xanadu.
Please save us, Kenny Loggins. Please save us.
There's a sentence that's said often. It's Kenny Loggins' Footloose.
Somebody to tell you.
All right, so finally, we're in a touch, a sursaunt, if you will, of normalcy.
Right. This is one of those cases where I get my heart melted and won over to the side of the other pen, whatever his name is, and Kevin Bacon wins me over.
Was there ever more of a person sure for superstardom than a young Kevin Bacon? Because this kid had it all. He could move. He had the charismatic good looks. He had that baby doll face that you just wanted to pinch the cheeks of and fall in love with.
He has meta jokes made about him by MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe stars. We've gone over quite many times in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I would have put my life on him becoming a huge movie star in the 80s. And I would have lost my life.
I am angry while I watch the opening to this movie clip, because I am screaming for the extinction of the white race at the beginning of this, because the lights should be dimmer. This is just feet dancing out of rhythm with the music.
Well, I think this is like where the GIF or GIF originated.
Because I think it's been parodied too often by Family Guy.
Yeah,
everything.
But the feet, there's close up of feet dancing and grooving, but it's always just like one dance move, and then it's those same pair of feet repeating the dance move like two
or three
times.
Thing.
Like a GIF.
Yeah, we've been to these dances before, not where these things happen.
But the town outlaws it, sure.
I'm the guy in the corner that says, oh, that asshole. Look at that asshole. But everyone is that asshole in this music video. But here's the problem. This song totally wins you over.
No,
and the movie totally wins you over. And Kenny Loggins is great. And Kevin Bacon is great. And Other Penn is great. And all these girls are...
How have we not made Kenny Loggins just the go-to guy for all movie songs? Between this and I'm All Right and...
I don't know if it's
that's it.
By comparison to these other two music videos, but these music videos were pleasurable experiences. They're worthwhile experiences, both the music video and the scenes in the movie.
It's not even I think it's by comparison because it's just there's just less abject absurdity
in
this
one. We have dancing feet for half of the video, and
which is absurd enough. Yeah,
it somehow works. And that the choreography is kind
of
bad.
It's like the lower half of the Call on Me music video that was viral a couple years ago.
Yeah, but these kids are just having so much fun that it's kind of contagious, which I think is the theme of the movie.
Were you up and dancing?
I might have been tapping my foot by the end of the music video. It's impossible not to.
Got to get more Kenny Loggins in
my life. God damn it. I'm angry at myself for liking this at the end of the day.
Well, this isn't a... I mean, this is at least a actual... song.
Yes.
You know,
and
I mean...
the next one, the same deal.
Yeah, from the same movie. Not Kenny Loggins, though, this time. Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give it for the boy. Ah, let's give the boy a hand. Yeah. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta understand. Yeah. Oh, maybe he's a Romeo. He's my loving one man show. So let's hear it for the boy from the movie Footloose, music and lyrics by Dean Pitchford and Tom Snow, sung by Denise Williams in the music video and during the montage in Footloose.
Listen, has there been a more irresistible movie montage than Other Penn and Kevin Bacon? I refuse to look up his name.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead.
Yes, implausible, but putting on a clinic on how to do a movie montage, I must say.
The movie montage is as charming as the music video is offensive.
Yes, correct.
Because this music video, this is just a celebration of pedophilia. This is a grown woman charming a young man, saying, let's hear it for the boy, and making him dance for her.
I think when you don't rewrite... And your 80s male scum who is probably a pedophile, and you don't rewrite this person, that's what happens.
And then she finds herself on a football field.
Ugh.
You are a defensive coordinator. You are a coach of the sport of football.
I have written down in capital letters, this is the worst scene involving football in
maybe
the history
ever.
Of moving
yes,
pictures.
Yes, maybe in the medium of sight.
So she turns a kid from a dunce cap into a ballroom dancer. She's obviously in love with this child.
Yes, obviously. Gross. This is a problem.
He can't act. He can dance. You know,
he's,
good job.
He's terrified. Dorky. This strange old woman is making him dance.
So here's the thing. She turns a dorky piano player, who I guess is supposed to be a dork, into a dorky dancing on the piano player sunglasses guy. He went from dork to bigger dork. But he was supposed to be
also
cool.
Also underage, by the way. But yes, go ahead.
Ugh. And then she takes this awesome football, or this terrible football player into this ballet dancing football player. Turns him
this
into a ballet dancer.
This is a not-so-subtle message of Denise Williams admitting to the authorities that she has mental issues and needs help.
What a voice.
And her mental issues are pedophilia.
Again, meant for radio. Should have rewrote the video. Subtext not written yet, but still very scary that it
has. The big finale. That after 3 minutes, let's bring out every victim that Denise Williams has seduced at too young an age to back up dance for her and shuck and jive and
look,
go nuts.
Subtext obviously wasn't invented yet, but I now know the worm was.
And the backwards worm, yes.
What?
The reverse worm.
TF.
But
oh my God.
Lest you were not offended by the outright grown-up child love story that she was foisting upon us, let's end for no reason with the parade of racial stereotypes.
Oh yeah, the kung fu guy.
The black guy with the jerry curls and the leather jacket, the redneck with the carny with the plaid and the mustache.
Yeah,
what the fuck.
I'm not mature enough to ignore all these things either. I agree. Just wait till we get to the Ghostbusters music video coming up next.
This is my number five. I'm not letting this go. I never want to reference this song again. I remember
it's
dancing and being
song.
Happy.
It's used.
Fuck this song.
It's used so well in the movie. And yet the music video taking all these songs down with the ship.
Save us, Ray Parker Jr.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
All right, well, we have another toe tapper, something that at least is catchy.
All I could find was a music video for this one. I mean, obviously, it's a theme of Ghostbusters. I've seen it a dozen times.
Right, loaded with stars, loaded with cameos.
Yeah, the good cameos for a while, but ending with bad cameos. So you got Chevy Chase, you got John Candy, George Wendt, but then you have Jeffrey Tambor and Al Franken.
Yeah,
whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I noticed that. Danny DeVito also in it, Terry Garr, Ollie Brown.
Right.
Melissa
fine.
Gilbert.
Good.
Yeah, Irene Cara of fame.
Yeah. I wish they just, you know, let them lip sync over the actual, let Ray Parker do the singing.
There's a good article about this before Mike tears this video apart. There's a good article about this on Screen Crush about how this video was made and how they got all these cameos. It was directed by Ivan Reitman because they didn't have a real director and he was just kind of around. So he took the helm of the music video.
Okay, Ivan.
Ivan Reitman actually had to lie to a producer nearby and tell a security member nearby because he was chasing all these celebrity cameos down and he wanted to get George Wendt in it badly enough that he lied to the security detail of the movie George Wendt was working on and told him he was the producer to get in and get in front of
all
George
right, so
Wendt.
Hence all the celebrity
right,
cameos.
So that's my
that
spiel
makes,
about
makes
it.
Sense now. Now, Ivan Reitman is a pretty good.
Yeah, John Candy was involved too. Sorry, go ahead.
Pretty good director
yes.
over the years.
Yes.
Knows how to tell and spin a yarn, one might say. So we have the Lars von Trier house. This is just a black warehouse with
neon yeah.
You know, lined furniture.
Akin to which of his movies? Which movie was
Dogville
that?
Dogville and Manderley.
Okay.
He went back to the well.
All right. We referenced this recently.
Ray Parker Jr. singer of said song,
yes,
is a ghost.
He is.
And you can tell by the slight superimposition, yeah, of his shots. All of the people in said house are white.
Yes.
Acting afraid of the black male entering their home for 3 minutes of the song. Again, I am not mature enough to handle this overt, you know, racial stereotype from the 1980s.
The dancing through Times Square at the end with all the white guys being his backup dancers didn't soothe your concerns where Bill Murray went into a break dance?
The white woman running away from the black guy for 4 minutes is problematic. I'm just going to say it's a bad look.
It's not, I'll be honest, I was aloof to it. I didn't pick up on it right away. I'm sure once I go back and rewatch it, that'll be more prevalent to
but
me.
But here's the thing. Like, you think Ivan Reitman knows how to tell a story. Once he takes off, rips his shirt off, and has a muscle shirt with the Ghostbusters emblem, oh, she's like, okay, and dances with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've made it awfully difficult for me to pass comment on this.
But how cool is this song?
The song is great. I don't think
TV on the Radio's covered it at their concerts. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I don't think it's as... to me, it's not the most offensive video of these five.
Okay.
I don't know if that means anything.
I don't know what that means. It's like really hard. Like, what are we voting for? We have a re-rank coming up. I don't know what to vote for because what makes us look
Somebody
worse.
Needs to make sure Denise Williams is in custody. It's my point. I'm worried for that boy is what the name of the song is.
The South Park episode comes up for me and I'm just like, nice. It's bad. I'm a bad person.
Let's rank musical perfection. I'm not sure how we're going to do this. My number five is Let's Hear It for the Boy, and that's the last time I will ever speak that title.
I didn't even rank these because it's just like
I didn't either.
Garbage.
I'm just going off the top of my head.
All right, let me rank most offensive music videos. Can we do that?
Sure, let's do that instead.
Most offensive music videos, probably Ghostbusters in my brain, but the pedophilia is almost there. Racism or pedophilia? Which is worse?
The pedophilia was more overt.
All right, I agree. Pedophilia is slightly worse than racism.
But then Get Out said that hidden racism is almost, liberal racism was worse. So
I don't know what's worse, pedophilia or racism.
Let's just never do this.
Now, chauvinism is at number three. Third
most offensive,
worst.
Yeah.
Third, my God. Mm-hmm. All it's hitting all three. Who picked this category? Was it my subconscious or was it you via text message?
I think it was me. And
oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to us.
And then you have just, you know, Footloose, Kenny
right.
Loggins.
So Kenny Loggins wins.
Kenny Loggins wins.
the one video with all white people wins. Oh, boy.
Phil Collins.
We need to get out of this episode, I think.
Yeah. Phil Collins was bad. They're all bad.
Yeah.
David Lynch, Red Rooms.
Yeah.
God help us. Thank God 1985 happened. That's all I'm saying. Because 1984 was fucked up.
So there's your re-rank. Everything sucked in 84.
I was born in the year of the apocalypse. The year of the wolf.
When your biggest problem is that your town outlaws dancing, you have it good. In 1984 is what we've learned here today. So that's our half-isode. Those are our takes. That's the best original song category of 1984, which should have gone to Footloose and had only Footloose nominated.
Stevie Wonder. How did this category go
See,
so
Stevie
wrong?
Wonder, you could
we
at least...
We have Stevie Wonder. We have Phil Collins.
Yeah.
We have Denise Williams. We have Footloose.
Yeah.
This looked on paper.
All American. Yeah.
Looked like a great category.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so sorry, everyone. If you want to see what we're talking about with these videos, definitely search them out on YouTube. They're all there. If we want to pass comment on this episode, if you know the whereabouts of Denise Williams, call your local authorities. Contact us, Mike and Oscar on Facebook, Mike and Oscar on Instagram, MM and Oscar on Twitter, Mike and Oscar.com, Mike and Oscar at gmail.com. Seriously, we need to get Denise Williams off the streets. She has harmed that boy.
Branchesters, everybody. Branchesters.
We'll see you next time for something a little more substantive, hopefully, or at least not as depressing.
See ya! Boston makes me feel good.